USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump's son-in-law, Jared Kushner, is denying a report in the New York Times that says the president instructed then-Chief of Staff John Kelly to grant top-secret security clearance to Kushner. Former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie says even if President Trump did order the security clearance, it's not a crime, but...
This is part of the problem, I think, with having family in official positions, because it's hard to be objective. Hard to be objective with the people you're having Thanksgiving dinner with.
President Trump's national emergency declaration at the southern border is receiving pushback from House Democrats as they voted to block it earlier this week. It's still unknown what will happen in the Senate. Republican Senator Ted Cruz tells the CPAC audience why he believes Democrats are against border funding and a border wall.
Here is their reasoning. Trump equals wall. We, the Democrats, hate Trump, therefore no wall. That's it.
This is USA Radio News.
Question, do you have a health insurance plan you are not happy with? Well, Bethany and Jason thought they were stuck. Their plan just kept getting more expensive, and Bethany's favorite doctor didn't even take that plan anymore. And then some friends at church told them about MediShare.
With our previous insurance, we were paying $1,200 a month. With MediShare, we now pay around $600 a month.
Yes, they're paying $600 less per month, and that's a pretty typical savings with MediShare. And they actually like MediShare more.
I was able to go back to my original doctor that I absolutely loved, and it's just been an absolutely beautiful thing being a part of MediShare.
Yeah, so they pay a lot less, and they like it more. No wonder MediShare is growing so fast. Find out more. They're super easy to talk to. All you have to do is call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
You can add another Democrat to the 2020 White House field. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the latest.
This is our moment. Washington State's Democratic Governor Jay Inslee, now jumping into the 2020 race, announcing on Friday morning in a YouTube video.
I'm Jay Inslee, and I'm running for president because I'm the only candidate who will make defeating climate change our nation's number one priority. We can do this. Join our movement.
The 68-year-old Inslee's represented Washington State in Congress for over 20 years before he was elected governor in 2012.
There's an open letter in the New York Times today urging Amazon to give the Big Apple another chance. A group of lawmakers, union leaders, and CEOs, including the heads of MasterCard and Goldman Sachs, are asking Jeff Bezos to reconsider his company decision to abandon plans to build a second headquarters in Long Island City. The Amazon CEO pulled the plug 2 weeks ago following organized pushback by some of the local officials and residents. This is USA Radio News.
Let's have a chat about your debit card, the card you use for the things you buy every day. What if you could get cash back every time you bought those things? Well, now you can. Introducing Discover Cashback Debit. Just open a Discover bank account and start earning 1% cash back on up to $3,000 in debit card purchases every month, automatically. Plus, there are no monthly fees or minimum balances. Now you can get cash back on the way you like to pay. Open a Discover bank account and get the debit card with cash back. Go to discoverbank.com/debit. Limitations apply. Excludes money market accounts. Discover Bank member FDIC.
The Motion Picture Association gave the movie Unplanned an R rating. Now, the movie deals with abortion, but the filmmakers fear the rating was motivated by politics. Ashley Brachter is a star in the movie, and she talks about the R rating.
I honestly kind of anticipated this because abortion is R rated. And for the MPAA to give us that rating, we don't have nudity, we don't have sex, we don't have language. So the only thing that they could give us an R for is violence. So that means that they agree that abortion is a violent and disturbing act.
And regarding a PG-13 rating, Brachter tells Fox News,
we were hoping for it, I mean, because we would like for teens to be able to go by themselves to the theater, because, you know, they can go in many states across the United States and have an abortion without parental consent as young as 13, but they can't go see this movie without parental consent.
NASCAR heads west to Las Vegas to the Las Vegas Motor Speedway. Many drivers are still unsure what to expect regarding the new rules package, since Daytona and Atlanta can be their own separate tracks and are anomalies on the NASCAR circuit. Last week's winner bragged Keselowski on how Las Vegas is completely different than Atlanta.
Atlanta is a very, I don't know how to put it, Atlanta is not like the other mountain halves in a lot of ways. You know, a lot of tire wear here. Super high speeds and banking, super high tire wear.
The race on Sunday at the Las Vegas Motor Speedway begins at 3:30 Eastern Time. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.